As a child, I remember being fascinated at the way my father would prune the rose bushes until they were little more than bare stubs. And then, some months later, almost suddenly, I'd discover newly formed branches filled with the most gorgeous and fragrant blooms. To me, it had looked like my father was somehow trying to punish the roses as he pruned them so vigorously. But I had to learn that all he wanted to do was encourage them into an ever more abundant flowering. In speaking about this gospel passage, Pope Francis said, "A beautiful question for us Christians is this: do I abide in Jesus, or am I far from Jesus? Am I united to the vine that gives me life, or am I a dead branch that is incapable of bearing fruit, giving witness?" The Pope uses the word abide, but our translation from the U.S. Conference of Bishops uses remain. Did you notice that in this fairly brief passage, Jesus uses the word 8 different times? Obviously, the notion of remaining meant a great deal to him, and indeed to his disciples. Remember that the Israelites had little experience of abiding or remaining. They were so often in exile or wandering in the desert that for them the idea of remaining in one place would have been very appealing. But the most marvelous part of our gospel passage is that the remaining Jesus is talking about doesn't refer to a physical location, but to himself. "I am the vine, you are the branches." We are intimately connected to Jesus, and Jesus is one with the Father and the Spirit. If Jesus is the vine and we the branches, what does it mean for us that the life of Jesus flows into us? On a vine, the grapes don't have to struggle to ripen. The vine gives them everything they need. So it is with us when Jesus is our vine. We don't always have to be on the go, seeking fame and fortune, and impressing people with our know-how. No, we can remain on the vine and not worry about anyone or anything else. As I read today's gospel, I couldn't help but think of the hymn, "Abide with Me." "Abide with me, fast falls the eventide, the darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, O abide with me." In these dark days, may we increasingly learn what it means for us to live in the Lord and for the Lord to live in us. God bless.